Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege of being in your presence again today. Thank you for the word you have prepared for us. And thank you because we know that no one will return back the same way. In the name of Jesus. Father, let your word transform us today. Let your word change our levels. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that we won't just be the hearers alone, but we'll be doers of the word. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. The topic remains how to become trustworthy. Last week, we looked at a topic that says the law of frank and truthful conversations. And we were able to understand that being truthful and being frank is actually needed for us to have success in life. That being frank with each other, being able to look at someone in the eye and tell them the truth is a requirement for good success. Let's understand that. So today, we are looking at the topic that says, trustworthiness, the secret path to good success. Without trustworthiness, we can hardly have any success in life. And we understand that very well today, because people need to trust you enough to be able to commit their resources into your hands. If, for example, I want to give you a contract, I want to buy a service from you, I want to buy a product from you, the first thing you want to prove to me is that I can trust you as a person to believe what you are saying about the product, and that I can trust that what you said about the product is true. If all these things are not met, I will most likely not buy your product because I don't trust what you are saying. There's a question that normally comes to my mind. For example, when I'm on an open platform and somebody says, I need a service, and maybe there are like 100 of us who provide the same service. What I always tell myself is this. This person is definitely going to get someone to provide this service for him. This person is definitely going to buy this product or service from someone else. But why shouldn't I be the someone he buys it from? But what guarantees whether he will buy from me or not is trustworthiness. The person wants to look at me and say, okay, I trust him that he's going to do what he said he can do. And that's how life actually works. Let's read some scriptures. Psalm 111 verse 7. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. That is what Psalm 111 verse 7 says in NIV. It says the works of God's hands are faithful and just. It says all his precepts are trustworthy. What are precepts? Commandments, laws, his principles. That means we can trust that the principles of God are consistent. Imagine if the sun decides when it wants to rise and set. That means when you wake up, you cannot determine whether tomorrow will be a sunny day or not. Whether the sun will come out tomorrow or not, you cannot determine it. Let's say the sun just decides to come out when it likes and when it doesn't like. You think anyone will trust the sun? No. But almost every time you wake up, you and I, we all expect the sun to come up. And we don't even think about it, we just expect it to happen. But see the moon, we cannot determine when the moon will come out. Sometimes it just comes out at the end of the month, sometimes, you know, it changes and fluctuates. We know that the other people on the other side, that when they are fasting, they cannot determine when they will end the fast. Why? Because the moon is not consistent. But for the sun, we know that the sun will come out every day. Every single day it will come out. That is very important for us to understand as a principle, that if people cannot trust you, they will not entrust their riches into your hands. The Bible said about the parable of the talents. He said the master was going out. In another version, he said he entrusted his wealth into their hands. And that is why the one who got one talent, that's where he missed it. He didn't know that the wealth of that master was entrusted into his hands. He packed everything and put it in his hands. He didn't know that. So he started saying all manner of things against the man. But the man trusted them enough because he knew their ability. People will trust you based on your ability. We will look at all those in details. Let's understand that it is easy to get forgiveness for any offense. no matter what we have done wrong, God will forgive you. People can forgive you. But one thing that we may lose is trustworthiness. If, for example, a spouse cheated on his partner, he can be forgiven. But the question is, will he ever be trusted again? Will she ever be trusted again? And that is why we must be careful in our lives. That yes, God will forgive us. Yes, we commit sins, God will forgive us. We must understand that despite the fact that God has forgiven us, the question is, will God trust you again for the fulfillment of your destiny? One thing we must be aware of in life is, for every destiny, God also sets up maybe about 1,000 people that can replace you when you misbehave. Because God will say, if he cannot be trusted again, let's replace him. It's not whether your skill will go. The gifts of God are without repentance. When God gives you a gift, it won't go. But the issue is, the gift may not have gone, but the trust may go. If somebody keeps committing sins, okay, let's look at David, for example, in the Bible. David was serving God, doing everything else, but David committed a sin. God forgave him, but did you know that God could not trust him to put a temple in his hands to build? God had to transfer it because of his love to his son. He said he has so many blood in his hands. The people he killed legally by war, or the person he killed because he wanted to marry his wife, God could not trust him again. So we must understand that despite the fact that sins can be forgiven easily, errors can be overlooked, but trust is something that may be difficult to retain or get back. So trustworthiness is earned. It is bestowed on you. That means people bestow their trust on you. You cannot determine people's trust in you. You can only determine who you trust. But for people to trust you, they will bestow their trust on you. And it is granted to you by others when they judge you worthy of their trust by your consistent lifestyle. When people think you are consistent enough, then they can trust you. They can entrust their goods into your hands. That scripture of talent says, he gave it to them based on their ability. That is how life is. People will not be able to commit great things into your hands if they feel you can't handle great things. There are people that you can commit to them something worthy of 100K. There are some you can give to them something worthy of 1 million. And there are some that you can give to them billions. Trustworthiness. That somebody is a member of your church does not mean that when you want to do a project that runs into millions, you will give it to them. Maybe when you want to do something of 30K, you will give it to them, because that is how much you can trust them. The same thing with you. If you look at your life and you see that it looks like there's a ceiling on what people can commit to your hands, you need to keep checking and checking. What is the worth of my trust? How much are people willing to commit into my trust? That is what we should check. Trustworthiness refers to consistency in quality. Quality determines how much of trustworthiness people commit to you. We'll explain that later on. And trustworthiness is the measure of how worthy you are of other people's trust. It determines how much of people's life, business, money, and other valuables they can put in your care. It cuts across all spheres of life: business, marriage, job, contract, medicine. For example, in marriage, the only reason you marry the person you marry is because you feel you can trust this person. There are many other people, many girls out there, many boys out there when you got married, but you didn't choose them. But you look at this one person, that's if you are married now, or if you are about to marry, that is exactly what you are considering. That I want to spend the rest of my life with this person. That means I want to trust my life in this person's hands. That is exactly what trustworthiness is all about. So if I feel I can't trust the guy, I won't marry him. He has money, he's good, people like him, but I can't trust him, so I'm not getting married. The same thing with both men and women. So trustworthiness determines marriage. Business. Why are people not willing to commit 1 million into your hands for business, or 2 million, or 20 million, or 50 million, or 1 billion? They can't trust. Even you yourself, you cannot trust yourself with that kind of money. So why would somebody else trust you? So trustworthiness is built up, and we'll understand that very soon. So the next question is, who on earth thinks you are trustworthy? There are two people that should trust you before you can enjoy that success you expect. Two people. Number one, people must trust you. So the question is, who on earth trusts you? Wherever you are now is based on the fact that there are certain set of people that trust you. Some people trust you enough they can buy something worth of 1,000 from your hands. And some people, their trust is so low that nobody can commit more than 200 naira into their hands. So we must understand that how much of trustworthiness people are willing to give to us determines how much of success we can have in life. And when we talk about success, let's remember that success is beyond having money. Success is being able to achieve the goal you have in mind. That is what success is all about. So, for example, Joseph was trustworthy enough for the whole of Egypt to be committed into his hands. Yes, we read it in the Bible and it looked so dramatic that he came out of prison and Pharaoh was able to commit the whole of Egypt into his hands. But I also want to believe that probably, yes, we know it was totally divine, but probably Pharaoh asked other people also about Joseph before they even brought him out. Who is this Joseph? He can interpret dreams. Okay, can he be trusted? That person said he can be very trusted. In fact, he prophesied my coming to retain my position again. Then he prophesied that somebody else would be hanged, and that happened to him. He said, so I trust him. While he was in prison, he was always saying the truth. He was always happy. They said probably so many things about him to the king, and the king said, where is this guy? Bring him quickly. He was trustworthy enough for the whole of Egypt to be committed into his hands. And see the way God promotes. God first tests your trustworthiness in little things and then gives you great things. Even the parable of the talents. He gave one, 5 talents, 3, 1. And guess what? The one with five talents, whatever talent means, maybe 5,000, 5 million, whatever it meant, cannot be compared to giving him 5 cities to be in charge of. That's making him a governor. So what he excelled in was small. He was trusted with a little thing, and then he excelled enough in those little things to be promoted to handle greater matters. The same was with Joseph. He was tested all through, tested in character, tested in disposition, tested in how he manages things. He was managing the prison. And guess what? He ended up managing a whole nation for his whole lifetime. Daniel in a foreign land was found trustworthy to be made a president of governors. The first thing that happened was he was found trustworthy enough to be made a leader of a province. Then he was made the leader of the provinces. He was trusted. He was tested and trusted. Daniel was trustworthy enough to be consistent in his prayer life. You know, when people look at you, can they predict your life? Can they almost say, no, that guy, he will not tell a lie. Remember last week what we did? That guy will always say the truth. Can people say that about you and I? May God grant us grace for us to be trustworthy in Jesus' name. Then the second question is, does God think you are trustworthy? Now, we've touched the aspect of people thinking you are trustworthy. The second thing is, does God think you are trustworthy? Does God think you are trustworthy? If God does not think you are trustworthy, there will be a limit to what God can commit into the ends of that person. Remember how we started? That yes, God forgives sins, but our inconsistency will affect God's trustworthiness in us. God said about Job, he said, in fact, the devil came to report Job, and God said, that guy, I know him. The devil said, no. It's because of all these things. God said, I know him beyond these things. Go and test him. If God says we should be tested, will you and I pass the test or fail? May you and I not fail in Jesus' name. God said about Abraham, he said, I know him. This thing always touches me. He said, I know that Abraham will command his children after him. That is why God delayed so much. God packed all the destiny of the whole world in one seed called Isaac. He said, in Isaac, your seed shall be called. And God packed all the destiny of the world in one seed. And he found Abraham worthy enough to give that seed to. And God tested him and tested him for 100 years and he passed. Even when the child was born, God tested him again, he still passed. So God was able to commit all the destinies of the whole world into his hands, to the point that Jesus came through him. So does God think you and I are trustworthy? Does God think you are trustworthy? Because that determines your success and my success. And may we not be found wanting in Jesus' name. Amen. So what are the steps for becoming trustworthy? This is the part we are all looking at. What are the steps for becoming trustworthy? What do I need to do to become trustworthy for people to commit great things into my hands? Number one, get the work done. get the work done. Some of us, you know, in our places of work, let me put it this way, in your place of work, you know people who always come. They will come early. They will be there. But you cannot trust them to give anything to their hands. You cannot ask them to type. You cannot ask them to do anything. They don't know what the work is all about. So nobody trusts them. It's just existing in that place of work. So the question is, can you be trusted to get the work done? Like I mentioned something in the chat that being truthful is not enough. Being truthful is one of the things we mention it, but it's not enough for you to be trusted. That you speak the truth always. Yes, you won't tell lies. If they say, who took this thing? Yes, I didn't take it. Who did this? I did it. They will always meet you. When you say yes, it is yes. But can you get the quality we need for this work done? If you can't get it, people will still not trust you. They know where to trust you. You don't want to keep money. Maybe they will put it in your hands. But when it comes to getting the work done, they won't commit into your hands. So if you cannot get the work done, then people will not trust you to give you the job. So if, for example, maybe the business you do, your promise is that I will deliver this quality of work, and you did it for the first person, you didn't deliver that quality of work, do you think the person will trust you again? You are a Christian, you are brothers in church. They will just find a way to dodge you next time. They won't give it to you again. Why? Because you cannot be trusted to deliver the quality we need. Imagine if God cannot be trusted. Imagine if God says, I can do this, that your sins are forgiven. No, imagine when somebody confesses his sins to become born again, and he doesn't become born again. That sometimes some people become born again, sometimes some people don't become born again. Do you think anybody wants to become born again? No, nobody will, because he won't be trusted again. So the second thing is speak the truth. I mentioned it. Speaking the truth is one of the steps to being trustworthy. Can people trust your words? When you say yes, does it mean yes? When you say no, is it no? Some people, just like I mentioned jokingly last week, when they say good morning, number one, you will first lose trust in your own clock. You will have to go out, go and check the sky. Is it bright or dark? Because this person, you get as he be. When he says good morning, it may be night too. We don't trust him. So if you cannot be trusted in your words, nobody will commit anything to your hands. That means you are not trustworthy. Remember, trustworthiness is people justifying you that you are worthy of their trust. So what are the steps for becoming trustworthy? Keep your promises. Keep your promises. If you say this is what I will do, the only thing that is permitted is to over deliver. In fact, in your business, in whatever you do, under promise and over deliver. That is how it should be. Don't say this is what I will do, and they will find you doing less than that. No. Since the time I learned this scripture through one of my brothers that told me that whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your heart. Do it well. Do it as unto Christ, not as unto men. It has brought me untold amount of success in life. That whatever I'm doing, whether I'm being paid for it or I'm not being paid for it, I will still deliver that good quality. I will still deliver it as if I'm doing it unto Christ. In fact, I will see myself as committing sins if I don't do it well, to the best of my ability. So if you want to be trusted, if you want to be trustworthy, for people to commit great things into your hands, for God to even commit great things into your hands, then keep your promises. What you promise, keep it as much as possible. I know we are not God, and we do fail sometimes, but your determination to keep your promise. The Bible says that the man that swears to his oath is one of the men that God considers righteous. So you must be able to swear to your oath and keep your words. So you must be able to keep your words. Number one is get the work done. Don't just loitering around in your place of work. Make sure the one who gets the job done. Number two, speak the truth. And let me go back to the first one. When you are the one who gets the job done, trust me, they will find it difficult to fire you. If they can fire you easily, it's because they don't get the job done. If you get the job done, in fact, you even ask for higher salary. But if you are the one who fluctuates here and there, then they start thinking of, oh, let me get someone else in case this guy fails. Because the way he's failing is too much. Speak the truth. That's the second point. We emphasize that. Then keep your promises. Then number four, be consistent. People trust those who are consistent. Next week, we'll be looking at the topic that says, who is worthy of your trust? Today, we are looking at how to make sure people can trust you. Next, we'll be looking at how to determine who is trustworthy, who is worthy of your trust, who you can commit things into their hands. So today, we are still looking at being consistent. Consistency breeds trustworthiness. If you are not consistent, in fact, trustworthiness is definitely broken. Today, you do your quality of work this way. Tomorrow, it is done another way. Today, in marriage, you are happy. Next, tomorrow, you are not happy. Your spouse does not know why you are happy. He does not know when you are not happy. He does not know what makes you happy or what doesn't make you happy. Very, very unstable. The Bible talks about God. He said he doesn't cast shadows of turning. That means you can know. Do you know that? This thing is funny. Many of us probably don't like praying. Some of us pray in the morning today. Tomorrow, you forget to pray in the morning. You pray in the afternoon. But you know what? You always meet God. Every time you come, you always meet him where you left him, in quotes. You always meet him where you left him. So imagine if you cannot determine when we meet God. There are sometimes, you know, remember this story in the Bible that there's a pool that is being stirred up by angels. That angel, they cannot determine when the angel comes. But the angel just comes and goes. If you dive in when it stirs the water, fine. If you cannot dive in, you are on your own. Imagine if God is like that. Angels are limited in their appearance. That's why you just come, stir it, and go. If you dive in, fine. If you cannot dive in, you're on your own. But God, you can wake up in the morning, call on God. In the afternoon, call on God. At night, call on God. When you are eating, you can call on God. Even when you're in toilet or bathing, you can call on God. And he will still answer. He's consistent. He's trustworthy. That is why we all believe in him. Billions of people believe in God because he's consistent. So, you and I are supposed to be the children of our Father God. If you are not consistent, people will not trust you because they don't know how you behave today, how you not behave tomorrow. But when people know your character, they know that this is what you want, this is what you don't want, this is what you will do, this is what you will not do. I've shared before of how somebody I knew long ago came back looking for me. I know you, that if I ask you to do this thing for me, you can do it and you can keep the secret. Can people trust you enough to keep their secrets in your hands? What are the costs of losing your trustworthiness? I'll start by this. Don't, and I believe this is God talking to us, don't ever lose your trustworthiness. I'm begging you and I'm begging myself. You can lose money. You can lose cars. You can lose gold. You can lose phone. You can lose gold, other material wealth. But never lose your trustworthiness. The parable of talents, he talked about the fact that I mentioned before, that that man entrusted his wealth into the hands of three of his servants. And the one that failed, we saw the repercussion of his failure. So what are the costs of losing your trustworthiness? Number one is missed future opportunities. Now, we must understand that trustworthiness is built by relationship. People know you before they trust you. Or people know somebody who trusts you and they can transfer that trustworthiness to themselves. That's, I never knew you before, but someone else knows you very well. And I talked about, somebody else talked to me about you. I trust that person and that person trusts you. He can transfer his trustworthiness to me. His trustworthiness in you, he can transfer it to me. And I'll just relate with you on that level. And that is why we must be very careful about relationships. The people you meet every day, whether they look like nothing or they look big, don't ever treat anybody with disrespect because you don't know what they will become in the future. The story was told about Michelle Obama, about maybe one of his colleagues or flatmates or whatever when they were in school. They said the other lady used to relate to her anyhow. Now she became the first lady of United States. And I think the lady was wondering how I wish I treated this person very well, because it will have been to my advantage right now. You don't know where people will get to. If they cannot trust you now, you don't know where they will stand in the future, where they can just transfer their trustworthiness into someone else who can take it away you need to be. If you lose your trustworthiness, you will miss future opportunities, but that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Number two, you lose standing with both God and men. Now, God can forgive sins. If God has said, this person is going to become great, and the person start messing up with sin, falling today, rising tomorrow, God will just, because God cannot trust you again, he will look for someone else to put his trust in, to give that destiny to give that calling to. You just leave it where you are, bypass, and give it to someone. That will not be your portion or my portion in Jesus' name. So let's understand that we lose standing with both God and men if we lose our trustworthiness. Let's remember that forgiveness is cheap, but trustworthiness is both expensive and time-consuming. Like I mentioned before, a cheating spouse may be forgiven, but she will never or he will never be trusted again. That is where it is dangerous. Even if you will be trusted again, it will take a long time. It will take a long time. But the memories, will it go away? So the same way, if in your job, in your business, you are always failing, clients ask you to do something, you didn't do it well, happened the first time, second time, they will just look for someone else because they won't be able to trust you again. Mistakes can lead to loss of trustworthiness. So finally, I'll mention this about ex-convicts. May none of us ever become ex-convicts in Jesus' name. Now, ex-convict, there's something about when they call somebody an ex-convict, somebody who has gone to prison and has come out. Who is an ex-convict? Somebody who lost his freedom to a prison house, who was put in prison, lost his freedom because of a crime that was convicted of. Now, this person has been released. They are called correctional facilities. He has been corrected, so to say. But guess what? No matter how skilled that person is, he may never get a good job again. May never. The moment they find out that he's an ex-convict, most likely, almost 90% sure, they won't give him that job. Because there is something that always happens. When somebody has become an ex-convict, he is more likely to commit the same crime again or greater crime again. It is real almost anywhere in the world. So, the same way, if somebody sees you as an ex-convict of a sin, of something you did against him, he may never trust you again. And that is why we must guard our trustworthiness with all our might, because it determines success in life. So, lastly, where is your trustworthiness? What can you be trusted for? And the blessedness of trustworthiness is that it guarantees good success. Okay, let's take these last two words. People will come looking for you if they are sure to find you where you should be or where you promise to be. If people are sure they can trust your words, people will give you anything. They can trust anything into your hands. No one really becomes successful without trustworthiness. And I pray that as we have learned all these things, that the grace of God that helps us to do the right things will be released to us in Jesus' name. Amen. We have come to the end of the episode today. So if we have any question or maybe a short contribution, please, we are free to contribute. Okay, praise God. Thank you, sir. So if we have questions, okay, great. Okay, praise God. Okay, thank you so much. Please, let's always listen to these episodes again. I also listen to them probably like 2 times. So next week, like I said, we'll be looking at the topic, who is worthy of your trust? That's who should you give your trust to? Today we are looking at how to make sure people can trust you to give you great things. But we understand that success, expansion, and greatness determines that you must have people you can trust to. To give somebody a job, to employ somebody, requires trust. To become a business partner with somebody else requires trust. To get married to someone you've not even married to before, of course you have not married the person before, it requires trust. So how do we determine who is worthy of it? That's what we'll be looking at next week. And please, let's remember to join and invite someone. And we can listen to it on Spotify, on the go, on the apps. We can listen to it on the website. And please invite at least one person next week. And I pray that as we close today, all of us will grow in a level of trustworthiness in the name of Jesus. Wherever we have lost trustworthiness before because of one error or mistake or the other, I pray that God will restore all those years in the name of Jesus. And I pray that this new week, by reason of trustworthiness, you and I will surely increase and have our testimonies in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. See you next week and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you so much from UK, from Nigeria, from Canada. We are all blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. See you next week.
TheGoodSuccess.com.